You're listening to SBS News.
Lorraine Hatton is a military veteran, having served 2 decades in the armed forces and pioneering female service. As one of the first Aboriginal women to contribute to war efforts in Afghanistan, she found the army a place of acceptance.
Defence is one big family, and you have your mates that some that you'll get to know, and then others you'll have for the rest of your life. Well, I went from a family of 10 siblings to a family of 1,000.
Miss Hatton now heads up the Queensland Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Dedicated Memorial Committee, which ensures Indigenous service is recognised. She's part of a growing legacy the Australian Defence Force is hoping to build on. Crystal Perkins is helping them to achieve this. She's a flight lieutenant in the Royal Australian Air Force, brought on as a diversity and inclusion officer to help promote Indigenous culture.
We as Aboriginal people have a fundamental reason for protecting our country, and that is something which we take with pride and with all seriousness in the way that we are and what we do.
The Australian Defence Forces says it wants to do more, so it's taking strong steps to ensure more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders sign up. Defence Force Chief Angus Campbell says Indigenous knowledge is crucial to the force.
They're sailors, they're soldiers, they're airmen and women. They are doing a magnificent job, and I want more of them. The plan speaks to, and I want, 5% of this Defence Force, Indigenous Australians, bringing heritage, bringing diversity, bringing insights, bringing perspective that we cannot otherwise realise.
Almost 3% of the Defence Force is already made up of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander personnel. The ADF wants to increase this to 5%. That's about 4,800 people by 2025. It's building on initiatives through its community assistance programs and regional force surveillance units that support and employ Indigenous recruits and where Indigenous knowledge is critical. Karen Mundine is from Reconciliation Australia and helped the ADF implement its fourth Reconciliation Action Plan.
Of course, this whole idea of history and where does the history and the stories of the relationship between the Defence Force and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, unpacking that, the good, the bad, the ugly, and thinking about what does that mean for who they are today.
It's this history, Pastor Ray Minicon says, is critical to remember. He's dedicated much of his life to commemorating Indigenous servicemen and women. Long overdue recognition.
It's just that when they finished their service, there wasn't much left, and the Defence Force just left them out, hung them out there to dry in the old days. And so we've got those kind of complexities around this.
But he believes the Defence Force has learned from the past and can be a pathway for many young Indigenous Australians.
They don't have to send their children off to war, but they can train them to be all kinds of technicians. And it could be just one of those stepping stones for them to a future where they had never ever thought was possible for them.
Lorraine Hatton is a visible example of those possibilities.
I think it's because Defence does listen. And as I mentioned, Defence has had a connection with First Nations people for eons, for ages. You know, and I think that they have learnt from those lessons how they can actually engage our first peoples.
Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.